Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the studio our great friend, CEO of Erie United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good afternoon.
Good to have you here, Terry. Thanks so much for joining us today. We want to send a big thank you to the United Way, all the good work they have done in the past year here. Looking forward to another big year with the United Way and for our community. Got a lot of great work that you guys are doing over there. And so much of that really comes down to the community doing great work and impacting things with the campaign.
Yeah, and you know, as the year is wrapping up, we're not quite wrapped up yet. We've still got work to do.
So we have
about 88% of our campaign in. So what that means is that leaves $70,000 that we're still trying to raise. So, you know, if you have been a donor in the past and you just haven't gotten around to it yet, we appreciate you getting that into us. Also, if you've maybe not been a donor, but you've been listening throughout the year, you know, to this show, maybe when I'm out in the morning, that kind of thing. You know, if you've been hearing things that appeal to you or that you like or that resonate with you, or you've identified, you know, maybe you see someone in the community that you think, gosh, maybe they're struggling, right? I mean, so there's a lot of different ways. Maybe you've called 211. There's a lot of ways that United Way is impacting the community. And the way that works is when the community donates to help make that happen. So we are actively working to raise that last $70,000 between now and, you know, typically we don't shut it down until the end of January because, you know, people give at different times and some want to give in 1 year and some want to give in a different year. So sometimes there's that impact. But then also sometimes we'll have people check in with us. And, you know, when their workplace did the campaign, maybe they were on vacation. So they might have got missed. So there's a lot of following up that we're doing right now. But again, don't let that deter you. If you've never been a donor, there's no time like now. And you can get more information about giving by visiting our website at uwswac.org. You can give right on the website. One of the fun things we do with our campaign each year is, of course, our sweepstakes. And we did give away all of our sweepstakes prizes last week. And those were all sponsored. So I think that's an important note, right? Those are not, that's not coming out of that $70,000 we're still trying to raise. That those were sponsored by five local businesses. So by Aspirus Health, Gunderson, Moundview Hospital and Clinics. We have Prevail Bank, Next Home Partners, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. So all the five of those companies each gave us $1,000 to be able to use for prizes. So we surprised all of those folks last week. So that was super fun. We had Rachel from Pitch Early Learning Center. And so that was cool. She's a library aide over there in the schools. And it was fun because their school principal actually kind of hustled up a little staff meeting in the morning, you know, just as a surprise.
Oh, great idea.
And it was really fun because they were having Ugly Sweater Day. And so it was kind of funny because I walked in, I'm like, oh guys, we're here for Ugly Sweater Day. And I'm like, wait, your sweaters aren't ugly. You know, we were teasing. It was super fun. So we were there. Then we met with Carrie down at Gunderson Moundview Hospital. She's one of the employees there. And so that was great. Way surprised. And for that, I had a little help from her supervisor who just called her into a one-on-one meeting. And I think she was a little bit like,
That's funny. So that was
great. Then the next day we were at DoorWorks here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we presented a prize to Mark over there, and that was great. Again, you know, it's just fun to surprise people and thank them for their giving. And then the last in person opportunity that we had was with Beth over at Next Home Partners. So Beth is the you know, I don't really know what her title is. I was going to say receptionist. She's like the extraordinaire. She's kind of like Pam.
Yes.
She does everything. She runs the place. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have the title and she doesn't get the credit, but she runs the place. So that was awesome. She was just overwhelmingly surprised, and that was great. And then our fifth award recipient, he declined the gift, and he said, you know, I'd rather that you just use it in the community. And so we kind of made a little trade off, and then that bought him some anonymity. So we didn't go do the whole balloons, big check presentation because he just said, no, that's not necessary. Mm. I'd like to just donate it back. He said, I don't need it. I'd rather that you just used it. So that was really awesome too.
Oh,
it was a great week last week, but we are still, you know, pounding burning the pavement trying to get to that last 70,000.
I encourage people to sign up for the newsletter with the United Way. I got to find out about these winners as they were happening through the newsletter. Really enjoyed them. I was so happy for every one of these individuals. But I have to admit, that last one really hit me. I just think that that's one of the most beautiful things ever, let alone this time of year when people do things anonymously. A real shout out to that human being. Like,
yeah,
that's
great.
Beautiful. That's awesome.
It was very cool.
And this there's a reason for this. When we're talking about the campaign and we're talking about all these great things that the United Way does, if we have time today, we'll touch on some of the work that you guys are doing with Alice and some of that. But I like to talk to people, especially one-on-one, because I don't like to put them on the spot too much on air. But why they give to the United Way. And I didn't really think much about this, but I thought, well, yeah, I'm going to ask my mom. Because the whole reason I understand and have such a passion for the United Way is from my mother. And I never really found out where that started for her. And she started talking about when she was young and her mother and her father working with the United Way and volunteering with them. And how that started for her, this great passion of volunteering
really cool.
And a lot of that.
Yeah.
And here she is with three kids that she did this with and did. I think it's one of the better ways of not only impacting your community, but if you're looking for an everyday feel good, you know, something that's a win every day, you donate to the United Way, and that's something you feel year round. You see the impact year round of the work that you're doing and putting into the community. It goes a lot farther than I think we realize.
Yeah, and of course we want to thank everyone who's been part of our campaign. We do have an annual campaign thank you celebration, and that's for anyone and everyone who was a donor to this campaign. So if you made a contribution, whether you are a company, an individual, a household, business, we do invite you to join us. We will be at Bullseye Golf Club on Wednesday, January 8th from 4:30 to 6:30. So it'll start at 4:30. We have, some appetizers, hors d'oeuvres, whatever we want to call it, finger food, just some snacks, and then soda and water are included, and then a cash bar. So, you know, people are welcome to, you know, do whatever interests them. And we have that event sponsored by a couple of our board members and then a couple of our board member businesses. And so that's all sponsored. And then at about 5:00, we start the presentation where we will recognize businesses in our community cornerstone partners is what we call it. And we rolled this out last year, which is a new way of just recognizing business donors. So we'll recognize all the community cornerstone partners and what level that they are in their giving. And then we also call out and recognize loyal contributors, so anyone who's been giving to United Way for more than 10 years. And then also our leadership givers. And so this would be households that are giving $500 or more per year to the campaign. And so, you know, we just encourage people to come on out, hear about it, hear how it's going, and get involved.
One of the things I wanted to... Excuse me. One of the things I wanted to touch on, getting all emotional. Asking people why they donate and everything, and sharing myself. I have cared and, you know, so always known the United Way. And so giving to the United Way seemed like just kind of tradition almost. Also with knowing the impact and working with you all these years and getting to know so much more of what this takes to do this. But recently, and actually I'd say for the past year, I've been having some dental issues and everything. And it hits me the other day when you're in on the morning show with me, I'm like, well, wait a minute, how have I never tapped this resource and asked the Terry a little bit about this? And so I bring it up with you, and one of the suggestions you had was calling 211. And just a huge light bulb goes off in my head. I'm like, why didn't I think of that? I can't tell her this. She'll never let me live it down. And so I do. I call 211, and my God, like instant help. Like I'm not exaggerating, everybody. I had three options and I had to cut her off. I'm like, that's good. I that's all I need. I'll get back to you if I need more. She was so helpful. And I can't tell you the relief I feel even right now talking about this. This has been so for a year at least. I've been having this hanging over my head and everything, and I haven't known what to do. I was looking for a payment plan dental place, and that's a little harder to find with my insurance and everything. Not for 211. They were able to help me out. I cannot express how quick the help was, how detailed and how caring and empathetic it was. If you are in need of things, call 211, and while you're doing that, think about how great that resource is and how much we would miss it if it wasn't there. These are the reasons why we give things like this.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, the 2-on-1 program is something that is here in this community is completely United Way funded. It is a 24-hour statewide resource. So I think that that's important to note. And the other thing that, you know, as we've evolved this program since 2007, I believe is when it became a 2-on-1. It was a, you know, more like grassroots first call for information before that. Might have been 2006. But, you know, since then, we've evolved again into statewide coverage, but then also into having a statewide database and a statewide phone overlay system. So, you know, what that really means is if something ticks up, like the horrific tragedy in Madison yesterday, 2-on-1 calls immediately ticked up. And so then the rest of us are able to take all of their regular calls, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that local contact center can be handling calls about the emergent need, and all the rest of us can take the call of, I need dental care, where can I get it? And so, you know, so there's a sophistication to the system that is really awesome that we are able to help each other that way. And we just have in the system, we just call it the disaster switch. So it's like if somebody, or like when we had flooding here, we can throw the disaster switch in the system, which means we're only taking, you know, certain calls.
Yeah.
Everybody else needs to jump in and help us with the rest of our calls. So, I mean, so that's really great. But the other thing that it does is it streamlines the programs as well. So, We can rely on each other to take calls because we can access each other's information and data, but it also helps with what that data and what that taxonomy looks like in the system. So there's consistency, and it's a really great program, and it's getting, you know, and it's grabbing the attention of some big healthcare systems, and not just, you know, 2-on-1 is in, I believe it's in 34 states. But you know, when I just think about us here in Wisconsin and the work that 2-on-1 Wisconsin does to leverage relationships, you know, whether it be around advocacy, whether it be around policy, or just thinking about, you know, just continuum of care or continuity of care and what that looks like. So there's been a lot of work done at the state level, which trickles down into communities. But you know, I think it's pretty cool that we're a pretty small town and we are one of 8 contact centers that serve the state. So we serve 13 counties at our 2-on-1 contact center. And it's really amazing actually to see. And there's also hardship that goes with it. And our resource specialists sometimes take some really hard calls.
Yeah.
And they will take calls sometimes that they have to do, we call it a warm line transfer, where they stay on the line with the person until they get them connected, maybe with 988, with the suicide hotline, maybe with crisis intervention. So there's those calls. But then also, you know, I want to call attention to, it's not just always a crisis either.
Yeah.
You know, there's those calls that are crisis. There's the calls like you described where it's been an ongoing nagging, you know, kind of need that. And then there's also, you know, things like, gosh, I have this I could donate. Where could I donate it? I have time to give. These are my areas of expertise. Where could I volunteer? You know, those kinds of things. So it's a wide variety and designed to be that way, right? Yeah. Like it's not supposed to just be crisis calls. And it's also not supposed to just be health related calls. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be the health, when I say health and, you know, healthcare. But the overall health of the person is really the point of 2-on-1 and why we continue to partner with Marshfield Area United Way to make sure that this program stays in our community.
To your point, Terry, and not that I want to overwork the system necessarily, but I know the holidays, people aren't always certain. Is it garbage and recycling this week? Is it, you know, little things, you know, there's,
you know, sometimes we know that, but sometimes we don't. Yeah, there's a lot of municipalities within our service area.
Yeah, you got to keep that in mind. But just as an example, that there's so much available at 2-on-1.
Oh, yeah.
We are speaking with CEO of United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. And Terry, Power of the Purse is right around the corner.
It is. So, yeah, we've got some stuff coming up. Power of the Purse will be March 11th this year, and we are currently seeking sponsors for the event. We've got a few of them that came in. Again, we always, start asking at the beginning of December, and then we have till the end of January to get people on our poster that we put out. But this is a great event. It is an event of our Women United. So their primary focus is early grade learning and literacy. So, you know, that's, it's really a big deal. And the primary program is Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. We did expand Imagination Library into the Adams County part of our service area. So Imagination Library is currently available for all children who reside in Southwood County. So Rudolph, Vesper, Wisconsin Rapids, Port Edwards, Nacusa zip codes, and then every zip code in Adams County. So we encourage you, if you have a child that is birth to age 5, we encourage you to get signed up. This is a free book gifting program for children. And again, free. Comes in the mail, so it's fun. It's like a present, you know, for your kids. And it also, I mean, it builds your child's library. And if you think about it, you know, books are expensive, right? And this is a, these are selected by reading interventionists, but they're good books. You know what I mean? You know, it's not like, don't assume they're just all dry. But they're great books. It's a great collection. And we really encourage people to get their child signed up. We have a really great new grant opportunity for Imagination Library through Department of Children and Families at the state, where they are helping to cover half the cost of our Imagination Library program for 1 year. And so, but I think what's really important about that is larger entities of states, other states have been doing this for a while, are recognizing how important it is that books be in the home. And so you know, there's some states where, you know, that's just an ongoing thing, where cost is partially covered, and then the other half is covered by community programs. But you know, hopefully maybe we can get there. But that is really what we're raising money for when we do hold an event like Power of the Purse. And the other thing is classroom grants. So we provide classroom grants mostly for third grade classrooms and under, but we have done some fourth and fifth, I would say elementary and pre-elementary. So, you know, we'll have teachers that come to us and say, gosh, I have my, my regular language arts curriculum, but I don't have enough sets of below level readers or for the advanced readers. Yeah. You know, like I just have the basic set of books, right? Yeah. And I have one set for those who are struggling. Well, if you have one set of books, but you've got 6 kids that are struggling. So they'll come to us and say, you know, gosh, could, you know, I'd like $1,000 to build up, you know, I could get 7 more sets if I had $1,000, blah, blah, blah. So they fill out the application. The Women United group reviews that, and then we make a lot of classroom grants that way.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really fun.
And these events are great, and we're going to talk a lot about them as we get closer and closer to them. There's 2 key things I did want to touch on. One, if there's anybody out there listening that would like to be a part of Women's United, reaching out and being finding out how to do that.
Yeah, for sure. You can just get a hold of me. You can send me an email. It's Terry. T-A-R-I at UWSWAC.org, or you can give our office a call at 715-421-0390. Now, if you are really, truly curious, we have an event on January 29th, which is our founders event, which is a membership recruiting event. And it is literally just coming to learn about what we do. And this will be happening also at Bullseye Golf Club. It's a 5:15 start time. It's on a Wednesday. This one does require registration. So you can just go to our website. You can register there. You can call us. But we do need an RSVP number because we... Well, because we serve food. They need a head count. So it does require registration. And honestly, because we like to know who's coming, too, so that we can be prepared, right? And be able to answer questions. So that is another fun thing that Women United does. And again, that's the last Wednesday of January. You know, maybe it'll be, I don't know, cold and snowy, and you've been in the house for a few days. It's a good time to venture out, spend some time with some ladies, come have a cocktail and some snack and some hors d'oeuvres, and learn about Women United. So certainly encourage any and all women in our community or the surrounding communities to join us for one or both of those events. But if you are, you know, really interested in membership, that's the best, you know, that's the best opportunity is to come to that, so that you can come and hear and learn. So, you know, last year I think we had like, gosh, I don't even know, probably 25 non-members attend, you know, and just come to learn more. And then many of them also came to Power of the Purse in March. So So that's really awesome.
It's great to hear. And it's impactful work that that the people that are in our community are doing. And whether, to us men out there listening and stuff, you know, I want to be a part of this. I want to help out this. You can, especially if you're a business. Can I encourage you enough to attach yourself to events like this, to the United Way? It is marketing 101. Especially, we're starting to see this now more and more. Businesses are starting to wisen up to this one. Now, our community has known this for decades. But nationally, they're starting to see this a lot more. But our community gets this. You heard Terry and I mention a couple of businesses in this conversation, one of them being Bullseye. They host a lot of events over there for the United Way, do wonderful work in our community and great people over there. They were not sponsoring in this segment, but we've mentioned them a number of times. When you attach yourself to these events, that's the kind of thing that happens. There is marketing and then there's free advertising that just happens all the time with events like this. You put your business with Power of the Purse. You're not only showing the community that you support the community and put into it, you're also getting an opportunity to be seen or heard by big people that you may not otherwise.
Yeah, another great opportunity that we have for that right now is every April we do a calendar raffle. Mm-hmm. And so we are currently seeking sponsors for that as well. You actually would sponsor the day. So if you go on our website or if you give us a call, the lowest prize is $75 and the highest is $200. So you can just pick which day. Maybe I don't know, the 22nd is a lucky number for you or whatever. So you can choose to sponsor that day, and then your company logo actually gets printed on the calendar for that day. And we sell like 2,000, 2,500 of these. Mm. So imagine, people are seeing your logo. And you can get your logo on there for $75.
Yeah.
And what you're donating to us is the prize. Like we're not, the amount you give is actually what goes back out to the winner. We're making our money on selling the tickets.
Right.
And so, I think that's a really important, there's no extra tacked on for promoting your company.
Right.
But those calendar raffles are a really good way to get your business out there. Even if, whether you're a large business or a small business entrepreneur, it is a really good, easy way and for the whole month, because if somebody bought one of those, they're either putting it on their refrigerator or keeping it on their desk so that they know what the prize is the next day. It's a really fun way and a really, honestly, pretty inexpensive way to have your company and your logo promoted. So we do encourage, those are just first come, first serve as people sign up for them. And we encourage you to take the opportunity if it suits you.
Is it too early to reach out now for something like that, Terry?
Nope, and it's actually on the website already. So you can just, we have some banners. When you first pull up the website, they kind of rotate, scroll. Mm-hmm. So it is on there, but you also can just call us. Or I've had a few people just email me and say, hey, I'd like, I don't care what the date is, but I'd like to sponsor a $100 spot or whatever, and then we can get in touch with you.
Get in touch with our friends at the United Way. You can reach Terry individually at terry@uwswac.org. Of course, you can find out more at their website, uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well and share their posts. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Always appreciate the time and everything you and your team put into the community, Terry. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
We will have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.